Ben Ishchai, Shana Shniya, Parashat Vayishlach, in his preface, in his Hakdama to the Parasha, let's see what he says. He selects the following pasuk. Vayomer Elokim El Yaakov, Kum Ale Bet El. After the whole story with Shechem and Dinah, now he's on his way back to Bet El. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, get up and go to Bet El, Va'asesha Mizbeach La'el HaNir'e Elecha, and erect a Mizbeach, an altar for Hashem who appeared to you. Hine noda dekiblu rabotenu zichonam livracha. It is known that Chazal received a tradition. Sheamar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu baze liYaakov Avinu alav haShalom, that Hashem was telling him here, shekol hatzar habalo beinyan dina haya ba'avur de'echar nidro venitakav baderech lelo tzorech. The Midrash tells us that Hashem was reprimanding Yaakov Avinu. He was giving him Musar, and he told him, you know, this whole painful episode that just took place with his daughter Dinah and Shechem, and the war with his children that they fought Shechem, it all came because he procrastinated, because he delayed the fulfillment of his neder. Remember way back in the beginning of Parashat Vayetzeh, he promised to make, he made a neder to make a mizbeach for Hashem. And it took him time. Venitakav baderech lelo tzorech. On the way, there were delays. Ve'al ken amar lo sheyemaher la'alot bet elekayim nidro. Therefore, right after the story of Dinah, Hashem tells him, kum ale bet el. Va'aseh sham mizbeach la'el hanir'e elecha. Hashem was telling him, what just happened, that whole story, was because you're late. And from here we can take a big limud of Musar. Sheim Yaakov Avinu alav shalom bechir sheba'avot ne'enash kol kach alichur haneder shenadar befiv. If Yaakov Avinu, even Yaakov Avinu, the choicest of the avot, he was punished so because of ichur haneder, because he procrastinated, he was late with the fulfillment of his neder that he promised. And even his righteousness did not protect him to save him from punishment. Kol sheken v'kol sheken she'ar adam. How much more so ourselves, she'tzarich li'shamer u'li'zaher b'inyanim ele. How much a person has to be careful with these matters. She'lo yakel bediburo. That when it comes to matter of Kodesh, a person should not take lightly what he promised, what he uttered from his mouth. You made a promise, you said you're going to give this and this for a yeshiva, for a bet knesset, for a holy cause. Don't be late. As we asbir, aval beikar bekodesh. כמובן שכל דבר שאומרים צריך לקיים. אבל כשזה בא לעניינים של קודש, כמה עוד צריך להיזהר? זה לא רק שהבטחת, אלא הבטחת לקדוש ברוך הוא. ולכן שלמה המלך עליו השלום אמר בקהלת. And therefore שלמה המלך said in קהלת, in פרק ה', פסוק א' to ה', אל תבהל על פיך. Don't panic with your words. And your heart should not hurry to utter a word in front of Hashem. And so the Ben Ishchai here is explaining this pasuk in regards to nedarim, which is be'emet how Chazal explained this pasuk, and you'll see from the context of the continuation. Ki ha'elokim b'shamayim ve'ata al ha'aretz. because Hashem is in the heavens and you are down below here. Al ken yu devarecha me'atim. Therefore, Shlomo HaMelech says, your words should be few. If a person is aware that Hashem is above him, then he's going to be careful what he's going to say. Al ken yu devarecha me'atim. Ka'asher tidon neder lelokim, al te'acher leshalemo. Shlomo HaMelech says in Kohelet, when you make a neder for Hashem, don't be late in paying. Al titen et picha lahati et besarecha. Don't let your mouth cause yourself to be sinful. Ve'al tomar lifnei ha-malach ki shegagai. And then you're going to tell the malach who comes to collect payment, you're going to tell him, no, I made a mistake, lo itkavanti, I didn't mean it. No, be careful. Al tevahel al picha. Be careful what you say when it comes to lifnei ha-elokim. Ve'akavana. The meaning, de'eno dome diburo shel adam be'inyanim shel kedusha, de diburo be'inyanim shel chol. Because you cannot compare when we speak words in matters of kedusha to when we speak words in matters of chol, in mundane, secular matters. De'inyane chol shem tzorche gufo ve'inyanav, because in mundane, worldly matters, which are his body needs and functions. Im amar la'asot ve'lo asa. Let's say a person said, I'm going to go to the gym in 5 o'clock. Or let's say a person said, I'm going to have supper at 6 o'clock. So, im amar la'asot ve'lo asa, en alav din ve'cheshbon. If he said that he's going to eat dinner at 6 o'clock and at the end he ate at 6:30, there's no, you said it's going to be 6 o'clock. There's no specific din v'cheshbon on what you said, unless you made a neder. If a person says it in a way of a neder, so then that makes it kadosh. But stam, a person said, I'm going to, do this and this at 6 o'clock. And it turns out he was late and he did it 6:15. So there's no specific din v'cheshbon on that. Asma, what's the difference if you eat at 6 o'clock or 6:15? Ach b'inyanim shel kedusha, but when it comes to matters of kedusha, if a person said, I'm going to learn masechet, so-and-so, at this and this time, im amar dibur be'alma, even if he just said a dibur be'alma, tzarich lekayem, you have to be mekayem, you made a promise to Hashem. Like the Gemara in Masechet Nedarim and Daf Chet says, if a person says, Amashkim ve'omer eshne perek ze, o masechta zu, neder gadol nadar leloke Yisrael, chazak uvaruch. If a person says, I'm going to learn this perek, I'm going to learn this Masechet, Hashem says, ma amarta? Oh, yafeh, I have a friend. We have a date. We're going to learn. And Hashem is waiting 6 o'clock. For who? Where is he? He said he's going to be here, and he's not here. And here he waltzes in, 6:23, and Hashem is waiting already for 23 minutes. He's waiting. When it comes to matters of Kedusha, צריך לקיים, וכן אמרו אבותינו זיכרונם לברכה. As the Gemara says in Kiddushin and other places, אמירתו לגבוה כמסירתו להדיות. That when it comes to, of course, the context of usually when this is mentioned is in Hekdesh, that when when you make a kinyan with another person, when you want to give something to someone else, so there has to be a kinyan. There has to be mesira, for example. You give it over to the person, gamarnu, it's his. Aval amirato la gavoa, when it comes to gavoa, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, amirato, just the utterance, just the speech you said, kim sirato lahediot. It's just like you gave over to a regular person. When it comes to kodesh, the word of mouth is a deal, is a done. It seals it. Ve'al ken tzarich lishkol etev hadek b'chol yinyanim shel kedusha. Therefore, a person has to weigh his words very well when it comes to matters of kedusha. Ve'al yevahel et piv. Don't hurry, don't rush with your mouth when it comes to kedusha. Velibo bal yemaher lo tzi davar lifnei Elokim. Don't be too quick to make promises of kedusha. Unfortunately, the tendency of people is that they are more quick to make promises in Ruchaniyut than promises in Gashmiyut. Spiritual promises, there's something that tells him, okay, if I don't do it, how can I commit to tell him I'm going to give him $100? I have to be careful. No, when it comes to Kiddusha, a person has to be even more careful. Umilanu gadol mi Yaakov Avinu alav shalom. Who greater than Yaakov Avinu de'af al pishe kiyem nidro ne'enash al ichur ha-neder. Even though he was mikayem his neder, aval he was ne'enash al ichur ha-neder, but he was punished because it was late. בפסוק התחלנו שכתוב ויאמר אלוקים אל יעקב קום עלי בית אל, זה אחרי שכם, הסיפור של שכם ודינה. אז השם אומר לו, נו קום, הלו, go to בית אל ועשה שם מזבח, לילה נראה אליך. אז המדרש אומר שהקדוש ברוך הוא אמר לו, השם said to him, אתה יודע מה זה קרה עכשיו כל השכם ודינה? זה בגלל שאיחרת את נדרך, את הנדר שלך.
לאחר
בנדר
גם
עשו?
לאחר בנדר?
כן, זה מה שאומר. גם לאחר יש עניין של לא, יש עניין של בל תאחר. When it comes to a neder, we know there is בל תאחר. Of course it has its qualifications and הלכות, I'm not saying, אבל there is a עניין of בל תאחר, לא תאחר לשלמו. זה לא פסוק שנאמר רק ליעקב אבינו. איפה זה כתוב? לא תאחר בפרשת כי תצא. אין פרשת כי תצא, מוצא שפתך תשמור כאשר נדרת לשם אלוקיך. So it says over there, לא תאחר לשלמו, כי תידור נדר לשם אלוקיך, לא תאחר לשלמו, כי דרוש ידרשנו, הקדוש ברוך הוא, is דורש, is demanding it, is waiting, נו, איפה אתה? You promised. So שלמה המלך says, ליבך אל ימהר.
זאת אומרת שאדם, חס ושלום, כתוב של אבון זרים, אדם קובר בניו ולשתו, נכון?
שם צריך לעיין בגמרא, שם הכוונה אם הוא לא קיים, כמובן, אבל רואים שיש עונש גם כן על האיחור.
אבל צריך בשביל זה להגיד בלי נדר,
זה בטוח. אני לא רואה שהבן איש חי אמר שאם אומרים בלי נדר זה בסדר. אני לא רואה את זה.
ודורן אז לא היה בלי
נדר. לא, לפרש לי עכשיו אז ודורנו. לא, הבן איש חי כאן, מה הוא אומר לנו? When we promise something, when we say something, he didn't even say promise. He said, when you say something when it comes to Kodesh, you better do it. You have to be bli neder. The words bli neder is not some kind of magical word that it's like hatarat nedarim, or you know, like okay. So it takes it down from a level of a neder. So you're not making a neder. He's not only talking about nedarim. He's talking about any time a person says something, I'm going to do this and this. When it comes to kodesh, a person has to be careful. כן, וזה גם, זה שם כתוב גם בקהלת, יפה, טוב שלא תידור מי שתידור ולא תשלם. A person has to be on the exam. If not that example, then what is he talking about? Obviously, right? That's the prime example. You're standing by the Sefer Torah and you're saying, מתנדב פעמיים חי דולר. אפילו מי יגיד בלי נדר, זה לא יעזור, בדיוק, זה העניין, זה לא יעזור, אומר פעמיים בחי, נו, אז תראה שאתה חי. רבותיי, אני רוצה להמשיך, ממשיכים. וזה נרמז בדברי חכמנו, זיכרונם לברכה. לא פנו לפה לשוחח, באנו ללמוד. וזה נרמז בדברי חכמנו, זיכרונם לברכה. And this is hinted in the words of Chazal, in מסכת שבת. Now the Ben Ish Chai is making his turn, he's landing back into Ilchot Shabbat. Shedarshu bapasuk mimetzo chefzecha vedaber davar. The Gemara in Shabbat Kuf Yud Gimel is doresh on the pasuk Yeshaya Perek Nunchet. איך אני זוכר נונחת? קודם כל כי ראיתי את זה עכשיו. שנית, נח, נוח, שבת. Over there you have the pasuk of Shabbat. What does it say? Im tashiv mi Shabbat raglecha azot chafatzecha v'yom kodshi. At the end, what does it end off? Mi metzo hefzecha v'daber davar. A person has to be careful on Shabbat not to do his weekly needs, and also v'daber davar, not to talk the same way. And Chazal explained shelo yeh diburcha shel Shabbat ki diburcha shel chol. On Shabbat, a Jew does not talk the same way he talks during the week. Now, during the week also, he talks with Yirat Shamayim. A person has to be careful. A person has to remember the pasuk in Kohelet is not only for Shabbat. when it says velibchali ma'erlo ki atav elokim ba'shamayim ve'atal aretz al ken yudevarecha me'atim, that's talking about every day on Shabbat b'mishne zehirut, even more shelo yeh diburcha shel chol kedibucha shel Shabbat kedibucha shel chol. The Tosfot brings a story from the Yerushalmi about Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was sitting by the table and his mother was talking. Alvay alenu, we should hear one word of what his mother was talking about. The mother of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. And Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, Ima, Shabbat, Vishatka. That's the story in the Yerushalmi. Ima, Shabbat. Oh, Toshis Katali. Thank you for reminding me. Shabbat, we don't talk. Come to Bet Knesset, yalla, it's 5 minutes before the Mincha. No, it's Shabbat. Shabbat, you don't just blabber. You don't just chat on Shabbat. It doesn't go like that. Shelo yeh diburcha shel Shabbat ke diburcha shel chol. De'af al pi shepshat divrehem kai al Shabbat v'chol mamash. So now, even though the Gemara is talking about Shabbat versus chol, that on the day of Shabbat you shouldn't talk the same way as you talk on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, ramzu od lefi darkam musar ze benoam leshonam. But in their words, shelo yedibulcha b'Shabbat kedibulcha shel chol, they hinted the musar that we just learned. Shesovel benoam leshonam shesovel kama panim. In their beautiful lashon that can cover many sides to it. The way Chachamim bring out a halakha, they say it in a way that besides the cold fact halakha that you're learning from their words, you can also hear a message of musar. Delimdu otanu baze shelo yekal b'nei ha'adam davar shebikdusha. We learn from this statement in the Gemara Shabbat Kuf Yud Gimel that it shouldn't be easy and light in the eyes of a person a word of kedusha. Lemaher lootzi mipiv devarim she'en baim lidei kiyum upoal, to say words out of his mouth that will not come to fruition, that will not come to fulfillment. Just the same way, when he says things of devarim shel mabekach, devarim shel chol, he says to be careful. Shelo yeh diburcha shel Shabbat, he's going to explain shel Shabbat, inyane kedusha, kediburcha shel chol, inyane haolam hazeh. Ve'af al pi shem levatala she'eno mekayem otam. Even though he's not going to fulfill them, he says to be careful. De'en devarim elu shel kedusha shavim im devarim shel chol. Words, matters of Kedusha are not the same as matters of Chol. Ya'an, Shim Amar Hayom. For example, he says, if a person says, Hayom, Elech LaPardes, then I'm going to go to the park. Or Elech LaMirchatz, going to go to the bathhouse. Eknech Hefetz Ploni, you know what? I want to buy a phone today, or whatever. Ochal Davar Peloni, you know what? Today, Bali, steak. I'm going to have steak. Bebasof, Ulo Achal Steak. Achal Chicken. So what? And then he changed his mind and he didn't do it. And all of din v'cheshbon emala b'shamayim. There is no din v'cheshbon in shamayim. Hey, what is this? You're eating chicken. You said you're going to eat steak. No, imagine. Can you imagine such a thing? Achim amar elech lebet midrash. But if a person said today, this evening, that's it. I'm going to the bet midrash. I'm going to the bet knesset. Or imko mitzvah peloni. Or I'm going to go to this in this place of mitzvah. Nichum avelim, bikur cholim, whatever it is. Or elmad parasha zo. He says, I'm going to learn the parasha. Mizmor ze. I'm going to learn this chapter in Tehilim. Perek ze. That's it. Today I start. I'm going to learn from Yoshua. Chayav lekayem diburo. You have to be mekayem. Ve'im lo yekayem, yeh alav din v'cheshbon b'shamayim. Ve'anosh yanesh. If you will not fulfill what he said, Hashem is going to hold him accountable for it. You promised me you're going to learn this perek. You promised me you're going to go to this mitzvah. You promised you're going to come to the Beit HaMidrash. Efata, where are you? Ma, gamar zetzer. Ken, it's kodesh. In matters of kodesh, shelo yeh diburcha b'shabbat ke diburcha shel chol. Ukmo shamu avotenu zichonam livracha. Here the Ben Ish Chai brings that statement from in the Darim Daf Chet. Amar eshne perek ze. All he said was, eshne perek ze. I'm going to learn this perek of Mishnayot. Neder gadol nadar lelokei Yisrael. A person has to feel as if those words that came out of his mouth, they weigh very much, very heavy. You said something very holy. You said something very serious. It's a big neder leloke Israel. V'yadu ashkinane akedusha kulam mechonim b'shem Shabbat. in general, matters of Kedusha are nicknamed Shabbat. Mipenei shehem devarim ha-shayachim le'olam haba hanikra Shabbat, because they pertain to the world to come, to Olam Haba. Olam Haba is called Shabbat. Like we say in the Birkat HaMazon, Olam Shekulo Shabbat. That comes from Lechaya Olami, comes from Masechet Tamid Daf Lamed Gimel. V'chol inyanim agufaniyim mechunim b'shem chol. And matters of the world, of the body, materialistic matters, are called chol. Divrei chol, like we call, limudei chol. We say, ken? Lachen amru abotenu zichonam livracha, lo yeh dibrucha shel Shabbat, ki dibrucha shel chol. So the halakha, the first halakha, that the Ben Ish Chai says, katuv gabe Shabbat v'chibato me'asod derachecha. ממצוחף צחה ודבר דבר ודרשו אבותינו זיכרונם לברכה שלא יהיה דיבורך של שבת כדיבורך של חול. So now into the halachic application that on Shabbat a person should not talk the same way he talks during the chol. What does that mean? ולא מבעיה לומר לחברו לעשות לו עסק פלוני. I don't have to tell you that to tell your friend on Shabbat, can you do this and this business for me? That I don't have to tell you. That's for sure. Dibure chol, that's asur on Shabbat. Mishum de amira moelet la'asiyah. Because when you tell him, so that's starting the whole process, and it's going to cause him to do, right? Dal yedei amirato az, we're not talking, he doesn't even mean, let's say, telling him to do it on Shabbat. That's for sure not. But let's say on Shabbat, you tell him, hey, tomorrow, can you do this, can you buy this and this stock for me? Can you, you know... So now, even though he's doing it tomorrow, you're not supposed to say that on Shabbat. Why? Because you just started the process. But because by saying to him, he's a good friend of yours, he's going to listen to you. Al yedei amirato az, chavero oseh ha'esek le'machar. He's going to do it the next day. So what he's doing the next day really began when?
Shabbat.
It began on Shabbat. He says, lo mi baya, that I don't need to tell you. That's pashut, that you're not allowed. Ela filu amira ve'dibur she'en bahem toilet. Even words, a saying of chol that doesn't, you know, help anything, doesn't start up anything. Kegon shemedaber al atzmo. Let's say a person on Shabbat, he's talking to his friend, and he's talking about himself. Ve'omer davar peloni e'ese le'machar. You know, tomorrow I think that Tesla is going to be even better. It's a good idea to buy it tomorrow. On Shabbat, he's sitting by Seudah Shlishit, and he's telling him what stock he's going to buy. He's not telling him to buy. So what he's going to buy. So that doesn't start any process. He's just repeating what he's going to do. De'afim lo yomar befiv, hineu oseh le'machar oto davar. Because even if he's not going to say it, he's already ready to do it. So the saying it didn't start the process. Afilu hachi asu. That's under the category of lo yeh dibucha b'Shabbat, ke dibucha b'chol.
Kol
רגע, קודם עכשיו מדברים על הדיבור, רגע, אולי הוא יגיע לזה. כל שאומר על עשיית דבר שאסור לעשותו בשבת. As long as what it is you're talking about is something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbat, such as the example that we gave, right? So if you're talking about something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbat, אסור לדבר, you're not allowed to say it on Shabbat either. ואפילו אם זה המעשה אין המלאכה דאורייתא. Even if the maaseh that you're talking about is not a melacha deoraita. Ela asura midivrei sofrim. It's only midivrei sofrim midirabanan. For example, like the example I gave you, because business is asur midirabanan. Okay? So let's say a person talks at business, people don't know, oh, business is only midirabanan. Okay? Let's say he's saying that he something only midirabanan. Asur, gam ken asur lomar b'shabbat, la'asot ha'lemachar. You're not allowed to speak about it, that I'm going to be doing it tomorrow. Ve'im udvar mitzvah. Now, let's say the thing that you're not allowed to do on Shabbat, that you spoke about on Shabbat, happens to be something that is a mitzvah. Kegon she'omer b'Shabbat she'rotze lichtov le'machar sefer Torah u'tefilin u'mezuzah v'kayotze baze. He's a sofer, and he says, oh yeah, tomorrow I have to write a mezuzah. Tomorrow I have to write a tefillin. Oh, ze mitzvah. Yesh matiri mishum dechefze shamayim hem, ve'yesh osrim. It's a machloket. Some poskim say, since it's chevtze shamayim, it's matters of shamayim, of kedusha, so even though it's a melacha, melechet kotev, writing, it's not allowed on Shabbat, such speech, such words, such talk is mutar, ve'yesh osrim. Some say even that's not allowed. The Svira Lehu, because they hold, Lo amru chevtze shamayim mutarim ledaber b'im Shabbat, ela dafka im yesh tzorech la mitzvah be'oto dibur. Because be'emet, the Gemara does say that diburcha is not allowed on Shabbat, but chevtze shamayim you're allowed. Right? You're allowed to speak about chevtze shamayim, about matters of mitzvah, even though it's something you're not allowed to do on Shabbat. So some therefore say, that's why you're allowed to say, I'm going to write the Sefer Torah tomorrow. Some say, no, that you're not allowed to say. Yesh Osrim, when do we say Chevtze Shamayim, you're allowed to talk on Shabbat, that's when Yesh Tzorech LaMitzvah Be'otah Dibur, that's when the talk that you're talking is going to help out in the mitzvah. Right? It's going to make sure that that mitzvah will be done. Aval omar, but just to say, lemachar ichtov tefilin u'mezuzah, tomorrow I'm going to write a tefilin, en tzorech be'oto dibur, you're going to do it anyway. Right? So it's not a tzorech, that dibur was not letzorech, de benim amar, benim lo amar, hine we'll say a mitzvah lemachar. So to speak such words which are of tzorech mitzvah, but they're not le tzorech mitzvah, he says, Yesh Osrim, v'tzarich lachush ledivrei ha'osrim. He says, you have to be choshesh, to be machmir, like those opinions. Mihu katav harav tosefet Shabbat, de'im yitiyare shema yitrashel badavar, the tosefet Shabbat says a svara. He says, sometimes people have to tell themselves that they're going to do something in order to be mezarez themselves to do it the next day. So if by saying to his family or whoever it is, if by saying, I'm going to write a mezuzah tomorrow, that's making sure that he's going to do it, because otherwise, you know, he gets lazy and he doesn't do it. Share lezaruze nafshe. He's allowed to be mezarez himself lidvar mitzvah by saying it on Shabbat. Dehave keneder kemo shekatub yored de'asiman resh gimel. That's like, for example, to make a neder on Shabbat to give money for tzedakah. Is it mutar or asu? You're allowed. You're even allowed to make an appeal on Shabbat, to make a neder, a pledge. I'm going to pay this and this amount for tzedakah. You're allowed to. Why? Aleph, it's chevtze shamayim. B, not only chevtze, it's letzorech chevtze shamayim. It's helping you do it, because by making a pledge, you're going to do it. Oh, so then that type of talk, what did you just do? It's not diburei chol anymore. It's, yes, it talks about money. You know, I remember some people, they don't, when they come up to the Torah, so they don't like to say money. They say, kematenat libo, or matenat yado, you know. They don't like to say money because it's Shabbat. It's a mistake. That's not, there's no inyan in that. There's no inyan. Adaba, be mizarez yourself. Matenat libo, sometimes you see the lev is like this. Kacha. Basof tokea otam ima matana shel lev. Ken? And he doesn't give anything. Adama, say 52, 72, why not? Say it to be mezarez. So it's chevtze shamayim, and it's a ziruz letzorech mitzvah, that would be mutar on the day of Shabbat. All right?